USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's lawyer, Christina Bob, on Epic TV describes the FBI's raid with automatic machine gun toting agents on Monday in Florida.
Well, I assume they showed something to the Secret Service to actually get onto the premises. When I first got there, I was the first attorney to arrive on behalf of President Trump, and I asked to see the warrant, and initially they wouldn't show it to me, and I said, what do you mean you're not going to show me the warrant? So after some discussion, they agreed to show it to me so I could see it, and then, you know, they gave me the copy once everything had concluded.
Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is moving ahead to November's Senate election against Republican Senator Ron Johnson, after clinching the Democrat nomination on Tuesday.
I just want everybody to take a look around this room and realize that we are more united than we have ever been before in this state.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina says they found the vehicle and arrested its prime suspect in recent Muslim killings in the area. Police and FBI agents have arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Syed. Police consider Syed to be the prime suspect. Detectives reported finding evidence that shows Syed knew the victims and that a conflict may have led to the shootings. Political reasons has many from both parties moving to other states.
A new Ipsos Axios poll found that many Americans of both parties are now considering moving from their home states to new locations where their political beliefs hold sway. Over 30% of Americans have considered making such a move in the past 6 months. Overall, 38% of people who said they are considering a move would go to a red state, compared to 34% who would move to a blue state, and 28% to a swing state. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
One of nature's best celestial shows is coming back this weekend. NASA says the Perseids meteor shower will have a peak of 50 to 100 meteors per hour and are known for occasional fireballs, larger and longer lasting explosions of light and color that come from larger comet fragments. The optimum viewing this year will be Friday night into early Saturday morning. If you feel as if the Department of Justice is politically biased and is intentionally prosecuting political opponents, you're not alone. Former senior advisor to President Trump, Stephen Miller, gives Fox News his perspective.
It's best to see this as one continuing, never-stopping witch hunt that begins with the Russia collusion hoax, that continues through the Ukraine hoax, the Ukraine impeachment, that continues through the effort to paint the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation, to plant a false story about Russian bounties right before the election, and then, of course, the Whitmer kidnapping plot as an October surprise, all the way through present day. The key thing to understand in all of this, though, is that the president controls classification authority. It is blatantly unlawful and unconstitutional to even suggest that archivists would be able to say, not the president, what is and isn't classified. So this is entirely a pretextual basis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.